GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
If you're following us on Twitter or for friends on Facebook, you see our WVOMFM.com question of the day before it comes out of our mouths into the microphone and out of your speakers. Are you concerned with law enforcement's possible use of high-tech surveillance? Now, you might have heard in Maine's largest city, leaders were going to be talking about it, and then they set aside a discussion about the use of facial recognition technology. And some of this ties into ICE being in the city and finding people who are here unlawfully and sending them back to the country of their origin. If you want to go down that road, I guess. But there's also the use of cell phone intercept technology, and some of it is detailed in a bill that is being worked by, in part, State Senator Shenna Bellows. She'll be joining us early next week on the PDQ door telephone on the telephone line. And the concern is that they think, Shenna Bellows and the co-sponsor of this measure, Charlotte Warren, the Democrat of Hollowell, think that there should be more transparency into what law enforcement is using in the way of high-tech surveillance. So our question to you is, are you concerned with law enforcement's possible use of high-tech surveillance? You've seen the photos of people with the dots on their faces that show those key points in which some computer program can possibly discern if they are someone who is wanted for some crime or wanted for questioning or something.
Do we have any incidents that we know about here in the state that I brought this up to a point? Or is it because we can't find out?
I think it's in part because of the latter of your two statements, because we can't find out, because this goes back to an item penned, I think, with the Maine Sunday Telegram, that they're looking at a law back from 2013 that talks about the use of surveillance technologies. And when the Maine Sunday Telegram sought comment from the Maine State Police, the Maine State Police weren't ready to turn over any public records of it. And they said, you know what, if there's a bill coming up in the legislature, then maybe we can visit this. And that might change now that Bellows and Warren are putting together this bill that really what they want is more transparency. They want to know for a fact what technologies law enforcement is using in Maine, whether they're using facial recognition technology and whether they're using this cell phone intercept technology. They can't necessarily listen in on your conversation according to some of the technology that they have or what they've discussed now, but they can ping where you are. And you've probably seen that on like NCIS and the high tech crime shows on television. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Question of the day. Are you concerned with law enforcement's possible use of high tech surveillance in our state?
Absolutely not. Here's the thing. The only reason why the Democrats want to go against this is because they want to have that vote coming in. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. We've got illegal aliens coming in here and creating murder and rape and all that. Anything that we can use to keep the American citizens safe should be there. Thank you, guys.
There's some text messages coming into us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. This person writes to us, and we've heard this before, if we tell the people what the police have, doesn't that defeat the point? There are things the public shouldn't know. Well, let me play the other side of that. You can make the list, and if you're on the, but who makes the list? And how do you know someone's not going to be able to, let me go to an extreme here, weaponize law enforcement against you because of your political stance? Now, you might call that an extreme, but look what happened with the IRS in the Obama administration, where they, now it's come to be proven that they targeted conservative organizations. And you don't want anyone after you like you want the IRS.
Well, the problem is the technology that we're developing is outpacing sometimes our ability to stay up with it. There's a separate bill moving through the legislature that could open up Mainers' new real ID photos to facial scanning by federal agencies under certain conditions. So it's a thin line that we walk when we start giving up personal freedom. Now, I don't know, the interception of cell phone calls, pinging, that makes some sense. Some advanced equipment can listen in.
Let me ask just the two of us. No one else is listening this early in the morning. What personal freedoms are we giving up?
Well, wouldn't you like to know when you're being face scanned, and for what reason? If you're a law-abiding citizen,
I think. Well, it's just us. If I'm a law-abiding citizen, I got nothing to worry about. And if I'm going out in public, if I'm letting my face exist outside of my home, anyone could see me. I'm letting myself be seen. What personal freedom am I giving up? Now, with cell phone, if they're listening in on my conversation, but then again, I signed off on the privilege of using the cellular device. You know how, as a radio station, we're using the, and I'm going to use the GHRT air quotes here, the public airwaves. We're using, you know, this ethereal public airwaves space. I guess there could be an argument that you're violating my use of being able to use these airwaves without being heard, which is foolish because the idea is for a radio station to be heard. But with a cell phone, 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. Are you concerned with law enforcement's possible use of high-tech surveillance?
Absolutely not, Rick. Something a lot of people don't realize or should know, your cell phone has GPS. Your car breaks down in the middle of nowhere, but you have GPS, you call 911, they ping your phone, they find you. You have an accident, they ping your phone, they find you. So it does make sense for search and rescue purposes. So why not law enforcement to begin with?
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Our question of the day, are you concerned with law enforcement's possible use of high-tech surveillance here in Maine?
No. Listen, you just posed a question about what personal freedoms are we giving up.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this one question. Look at Virginia and then tell me what personal freedoms that we're giving up.
He's making a reference to the, I'm going to call it crackdown, on gun ownership there. I'm going to go to our Facebook page where people have been chiming in on the question of the day since we posted it early this morning. Herb writes to us, I am concerned with any surveillance. What are you looking at? That was good. Richard, one of our top fans, writes, I am both a veteran and a Department of Defense employee and have worked in call centers where everything I did was monitored. That being said, this happens all the time. Mary says, yes, from all branches of law enforcement, federal to state and local. More importantly, I feel private surveillance. In an urban area, with all the Ring cameras, surveillance, and stores, it's too late to be concerned. All those wackos in the late 90s were right, she writes to us.
Well, there are false positives that you get on facial recognition, which could make an innocent person a criminal. It's possible.
I wonder how often that happens.
If it happens once, it's once too many. You have face recognition on your phone? Does it work every time?
No.
No, mine doesn't either.
But if it happens once, it's once too many. So if we have technology, I'm just talking with you. If we have technology that could track down and stop the evildoer from blowing up a building just because it pinged Charlie from Charleston, mistaking him for someone who was wanted for some crime, and then they go and they talk with him and they find out it's not the case. One mistake is going to stop us from throwing out technology that could save millions of lives?
Well, we're right back to where we started. What are they doing? When are they doing it? They don't have to tell us how they're doing it. But
that's already out.
Well,
what
are they doing that we don't know?
What Bellows and Warren want to know is, what exactly are you using in our state?
Yeah, I have no idea. I know that they can intercept cell phone calls. The simulators, by the way, they don't have them in Maine that I know of. The advanced simulators can listen in to your phone call.
Larry writes to us.
Which, after all, is being broadcast.
Larry writes, absolutely, I'm concerned anytime there's been a risk of my right to being violated by the military, by our law enforcement, and especially by our politicians who allow these violations by passing legislation. Larry, thanks for the comment. Caller, hi, GHRT. Are you concerned with law enforcement's possible use of high-tech surveillance?
Oh, they've been surveilling everybody forever, whether it's high-tech or not. But keep in mind that in 1932, all the gypsies, Jews, and communists in Germany were legal, law-abiding citizens. The next year, they started rounding them up and gassing them.
Randy writes to us, yes, I am concerned. Look at what transpired in Washington lately. Hidden from the public, you have those who think they are above the law with their behavior. As taxpayers, we deserve to know where our taxes are being spent and how much. Caller, hi, our question of the day to you. Are you concerned with law enforcement's possible use of high-tech surveillance in Maine?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, George. I mean, you're kind of silly not to be, but I think we got to ask ourselves, I mean, how many ounces of flesh are we willing to give for just a few pounds of protection? I mean, when it comes to your health care, I don't know about you, but I'm the first one that wants the best, the most advanced in technology. I mean, just like our security, I think we should probably beg for the best and the most advanced, don't you?
Ahead of having Shenna Bellows on our program to probably early Monday in the Newsmakers Hour, okay? This person writes to us, let's get real about this. We need to stop vilifying law enforcement. Law enforcement is using this technology to save people. Saving one person is worth it. If you're online, vote on the question of the day. Are you concerned with law enforcement's possible use of high-tech surveillance? And we'll hold on to our notes in hopes of talking with Shenna Bellows, co-sponsor of this bill that asks for greater transparency in our state, in the Newsmakers Hour, I believe, come Monday. GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.